Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Dell this morning. Lance is off lazy again. I think he said, you know what? I think he worked with NFL Network. Yeah, I'll be done Sunday night. Just give me a flight Monday morning.
I don't think there's any doubt that he planned it so he would be back to work here on a Tuesday. He wanted a day off, and he got it.
Yeah. And he says, yeah, listen, that's my other work job, so don't take that off my vacation days. So just so you know, Tyler. Cameron's with us this morning. How many Camerons, how many successful Camerons? This one, hey, you got a lot to live up to, Cameron, all right? You got a lot of successful former interns named Cameron that are out there doing big things. And so I would dress for the job instead of wearing your UH t-shirt around.
Well,
all right?
He's got to show up in that to balance out what happened yesterday in Memphis.
If I told you that the Rockets were playing Memphis and that the Cougs were playing Memphis, which one would you bet on?
Well, I would have bet on the on the Grizz over the Rockets, although Memphis, the Tigers, had beaten U of H earlier.
I'm going to tell you this. I was at that game.
Yeah.
It ain't a good matchup for the Cougs.
No, I mean, Memphis has struggled on the court under Hartpenny, but they hadn't struggled in recruiting. They have guys. It just hadn't gelled. Now that guarantees they're making the tournament. Another win over the Cougars.
They're long, and they just create turnovers, 20 more turnovers. I don't know how many there were in the first game, but it seemed like every trip down the court, the Cougs lost the ball. 20 turnovers yesterday. They lose 75-61. They were outshot 54-47. That'll tell you something about, you know, how they just, they did get 25 rebounds, but they were out-rebounded in the game. Memphis is just long, just not a good matchup for the Cougs. We've seen it twice now, and man, It was bad yesterday. It was bad back here when they played earlier this season. So that's not a good matchup. The Cougs fall to 14. They'll fall even further. Now we'll see what they do in the tournament, though. But they're probably they've lost Sasser and they lost the other dude Mark, and so they're. They're not nearly as strong as they would be if they had all their guys. I think they could be a top two or three seed if they had their full team, the full complement. But it's just so tough when you lose two of your best, maybe your two best scorers.
And last game, it was 19 turnovers. Now, they forced 19 themselves in the 69-59 loss in Houston, but they did turn the ball over 19 times. Right now, I don't know how the Memphis game will affect their seeding, but going into the game, they're about hovering around the sixth seed. Now, running the conference tournament can kind of change that, but they're probably in that 5-6 range right now, which is not a bad draw.
Well, 14th in the country would be a little bit higher than that, but they are going to drop.
Yeah, Edmund, they don't, like, the tournament seeding doesn't go very much with the actual top 25 because they go by they have all these metrics, the net ranking, which is kind of the level of your wins and how big did you win on the road. So I've seen projections from Lunardi and Jerry Palm, who does CBS Sports' bracketology, who was a college football guest throughout the year here, that they're about a 6.
Six,
you see the 11 seed, which is a team that barely made the tournament, one of the last four or five teams to make it, and then you see a 3 seed if they're not upset. It's not an awful draw, particularly for a team that's had tournament experience and can go on a run with their defense and their aggressiveness, because like I said, they turn the ball over a lot against Memphis, but they force turnovers too, and that's part of their game. So it's not an awful draw, particularly if you think they're underseeded. Because that means, like I said, you're seeing a team that barely made the tournament, and you would think that's a team that Houston could handle on a given Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah, and so you know what? They're not going to face Memphis again. So they'll face them in the tournament, in their conference tournament, but not in the NCAA tournament. More than likely, the two won't meet up unless they both have a great. If they meet up, that means they had a great run, and so you'll be happy about that. And then there's the Rockets, who were down 10, and it looked like the Grizz were just going to cruise to the win. Ja wasn't great. He was okay. Ja was just okay. What, he scored 22, I think. And, you know, so that was he was not spectacular. He had a couple of spectacular plays, and that's always fun to watch. And you know what? They're one of the more fun teams in the NBA to watch, if you want to know the truth. They and Phoenix and Golden State. Memphis doesn't get nearly as much play on national television because they're Memphis, and you're just not going to get Memphis to on national television all that much. They are actually tied now for the second best record. They're percentage points behind Golden State, so they're having a surprisingly good season. I don't know how far they can go, and a loss to the Rockets certainly doesn't help. I don't know why they came in here and thought they just went through the motions and got their ass handed to them in the second half. Kevin Porter Jr. looked great. What a third quarter. He had 19 points, and he seems to be a different guy with that hair cut. He seems to be a bit of a different player. He's the anti-Samson, where you cut his hair and he's better.
Yeah, that came across social media in the last couple of days. He's not the only Houston guy to do it. Jalen Waddle, who didn't play here but is a Houston area guy, cut his dreads too. So we'll see what he looks like in the second season with the Dolphins. Had a great rookie.
Would you give Kevin Porter Jr. a job now because he doesn't have dreads?
No, I'm not an old white guy, so okay. it doesn't change my opinion of someone because of their dreads are cut. John makes that joke, but he's not wrong, particularly in the NFL. Like, there was a time where Miami Hurricanes, when they were actually a really good team and guys were getting drafted in the first round, they would go from, like, Sean Taylor went from the dreads look to what you would call the conservative haircut. I think Santana Moss did it. They all did it at the time because they were trying to, you know, clean themselves up, quote unquote, for their job interview in the NFL. So it has happened in the past. It's not a thing more recently, but it has been a thing where NFL players and NBA players would get the conservative haircut so not to scare prospective employers.
Right, and he looks well. Here's the thing for me: he's lefty, and Jalen is righty. But when they were running around with the same dude, it was hard to tell which guy had the ball.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it was like, well, you make a point because they're both likely to commit a turnover, so I get why you would be confused.
Yeah, no. Their game is
good. Oh, look, that guy missed a mid-range ill-advised jumper. Hey, same
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but he did it lefty. Yeah, but he did.
So that was
and Josh shoots from his knee. Jalen shoots from his knee, so you could tell.
So if you look closely enough, you could tell.
You could tell. But the hair throws you off right away. Of course, they wear different numbers, but
You can look at their number or the name on the back of the jersey, not the hair. That might help you out when you're trying.
You know, left, right hand, all that stuff.
For some of you guys who can't tell the difference between people, I mean, I could tell the difference between Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. Look at their number and their name on the back.
Yeah,
it'll tell you.
No. I got that.
Particularly
at first glance, you go, hey. Oh, now I can tell.
Which is a surprise because your seats would suggest that you were looking at their acne scars. That's how close you are to them. What are you talking about?
I have actually been to one game this year, and I did sit.
Really close.
Particularly close. Mm-hmm. So, but the important thing is this, is that the Rockets still are in the driver's seat for the number one overall pick, along with the Pistons and the Magic. So if you finish in the bottom three, you have the same number of ping pong balls. You just have to fade Oklahoma City, who you're only four games ahead of now. But we're winding down the season, and we're starting to get – but it's still – Oklahoma City can still catch you. The Rockets have the second worst record in the league and only by half a game to Orlando. We're fighting for that.
When you're in the top three, do you have to be the worst? You don't have to be the worst,
but you don't want to sweat this thing. An unnecessary win here late in the season? Doesn't that scare you at all?
Is it unnecessary when they hadn't won since, what, like Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Is that unnecessary? You might want to throw... I appreciate you looking out for the Rockets, but let's go through the run of losses. They've won... You know how ESPN has, like, on the team page, they don't have your full schedule. They'll just have, like, your most recent maybe 20 games or so on that side. The Rockets have... 5 W's in about 25 games. So I don't know if this one was unnecessary.
Well, no, not unnecessary.
And you got the Heat tonight, second night of the back-to-back. You're probably going to lose that game. So you get one in when you can.
Well, I get that. I get it. You know, make the guys feel like, oh, well, good, we got to win. All right, let's get on the plane. Everybody's happy. 1, 2, 3. How many did they lose in a row? Holy crap. 15 and 36. They had lost 12 straight. They had lost 12 straight games and got their first win since Groundhog Day. And Coach Silas said, you know what? Actually, people, shut up. We want to win.
Grit, desperation a little bit, togetherness, and just a collective will to win. We were tired of losing, and it showed. And
looks like he got cut off there. But, yeah, I mean, what else?
Why would we cut off the goal? He gets one win. He gets a win finally, and we cut him off.
I'm sure where that came from. They only wanted to hear from him for about 15 seconds. All right, Coach, we got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, pick up the, you know what,
energy.
Pick the pace.
Hey,
won.
I know it had been 15 in a row. You've been down, but you just won a game against one of the best teams in basketball. Give us some energy.
Yeah, a little. So, come on, Coach, stop stuttering. Let's go.
Hey, pick it up and clean it up. But congratulations to Coach Silas, who has one of the tougher jobs in the NBA, and that'll likely continue next year as well. But you get a win, and you find little nuggets. I mean, for him, emotionally, getting your ass kicked night after night.
No, that's hard.
It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, well, and you look up, I don't even want to see. Let's look up Wikipedia and see Coach Silas's record.
You want to look
this
at that?
Coach, I mean, that's like when you're headed to, when you're Brad Ausmus headed up to the plate, and you look up, and it's 0-42. You know, or Machete, like last year, Machete was walking up to the plate, and it's 0-8-9, and you know what? Every time you come to the plate, you're like, oh my God, do we have to put this up there? Do we have to put my batting average up there, and my on base, and my slugging? Oh, can we stop?
It's because it's even worse for Coach Silas. The Rockets are so inconsequential. There's no one on Wikipedia updating his win-loss record for this year. Like, they have the complete season last year, but no one is like, you know, even at, I've never, it's happened certainly, but there is no compilation or compiling of his 21-22 year. Yeah. They don't even mention it because
they only do that for pro coaches. 16 and 48
let's see,
to his list.
Let's see another coach who's currently coaching if their current record is in for this season, or maybe
Ty Lue's in there.
I already put in my guy, Eric Spoelstra. Let's see. I guess whoever updates NBA Wiki doesn't do, don't do the season, the daily thing, because it's too much probably. Right. I think the NFL does. I think I've seen Wikipedia where the NFL guy, it's only one game
a
week.
The NFL.
So they do it. And it's more important. That's true.
I was thinking about, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about, it's like the Lakers played played Golden State on Saturday night, on ABC. And they were, all of them were on the floor. Greeny was even there. They had Magic Johnson on the floor. They had Stephen A. before the game, and they're just trying to hype it up. And I was watching that, and then I went, click, don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. If there was a game between, it doesn't even matter. We know every team. We watch Jacksonville games.
True.
And we watch Jacksonville games.
Under protest.
Yeah. I mean, we're forced to Thursdays. Or Sunday mornings when they're in England.
Yeah.
You know, we're forced to watch those games. But even then, you know, when you go to you don't go to sports bars to watch games, but I go to a sports bar and the Jacksonville game is on there, and you might look up and see Trevor Lawrence throwing a pass and go, oh, that's nice. But it's just like, how many baseball games do we miss that you just, oh, well, even your team, you're like, don't worry, there's another one.
Yeah, we're all right. One tomorrow.
We'll be all right. But that was a nice win for the club. Congratulations to Coach Steven Silas on a big, big win. 16-48 now, and still in the driver's seat to get that number one overall pick. All right, we're just getting it started. We have got Randy Mueller is going to join us at 8:30. We will talk to him about the NFL Combine and how you go about putting together this team. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about what Nick Caserio is going to do. Daniel Ewing is going to join us at 9:30. He played for Coach K. Big Coach K weekend. I know you teared up. I know I did.
He was in the crowd. I saw him. The only reason I knew he was in the crowd is because it flashed to the Duke former player section after another North Carolina Big Three.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look. Actually, Daniel Ewing.
There's
in
Daniel.
There. Jay Williams got a lot of run.
He
was calling for a timeout at one point. Didn't happen. But I enjoyed that thoroughly.
So you got that. You've got what did you do this weekend? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We're going to do that at 7:45. So have that ready for us as well. All right, we're just getting started. When we come back, there is somebody being detained in Russia, a big name being detained in Russia, and who knew? Nobody until yesterday, apparently. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about my peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing. This is kind of a big deal. Your philosophy is a business, and your philosophy as a business over at Aqueduct Plumbing is spectacular. First of all, they're not going to charge you just to show up and give you the estimate. I love that. What is the job? They're going to do the job. They're not going to subcontract it. What is the problem? You can get there. Listen, they'll come to your house and they'll give you an estimate. And if you want to see another estimate, go ahead. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, I really believe in these people. I really believe that you're always going to get that square deal from them. But you can go ahead and try. Now, it's hard to get a plumber. And a lot of times you've got to pay them just to come out and see what the problem is. What is it that you have? Do you have water pressure problems, foundation issues, weird noises when you turn on your water? Are you running out of hot water? Whatever it is, if you have a leak, goodness gracious, you got to get that done right away. You need these people. So if you're looking for a great way to get that plumbing problem fixed, 281-488-6238, thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com, 281-488-6238.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Apparently, Brittany Griner never saw Midnight Express.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've seen Broke Down Palace, the one with Claire Danes and Kate Beckinsale. Ever get involved with drugs in a foreign country.
It is bad. It is. Now, Brittany Griner plays for Russia in the offseason. Instead of selling insurance, you remember back in the NFL days, Johnny Unitas, they'd have to sell insurance or install flooring.
Sure.
In the offseason just to pay. This is what happens in the WNBA because, well, you just ain't making that cake, right? So you got to work in the offseason. Well, she works in Russia playing for one of the Russian towns that I can't pronounce. So she's coming back. And it's not a great time to be in Russia, I don't think, if you're American or anything other than Russian.
Would a clue be that there's a report out there that the American government's telling any American in Russia to get out now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that. Well, they did an extra, she's coming through customs. And they're looking in her suitcase, and they found some vape cartridges with hashish oil residue on them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been detained for the last 3 weeks on drug trafficking charges, a potential drug trafficking charges. And we're just finding Brittany Griner is probably America's greatest basketball player, female basketball player. Well, Brittany Griner changes your team. Brittany Griner is on your team, you're going to be better.
Sure.
Right?
Correct.
Well, who is America's best, greatest women's basketball player? I mean, since you're an expert on WNBA, you can.
I mean, the talented lady could be in my big toe and I wouldn't be able to name her. I don't know. Who is America's greatest basketball women's
current
basketball?
It's not Sue Bird
anymore.
No,
she's older. I don't know who who's the WNBA MVP. That will be in it uninformed and go with that as the answer.
Whoever the MVP is,
the WNBA is the current reigning WNBA.
Is it Dawn Staley?
No, she's a coach for South Carolina, I believe.
Is it okay? I'm not gonna
John. Yeah, don't start guessing names. Jonquel Jones. She plays for the Connecticut Sun. Won the MVP in 2021. Forward center. She is of. You want to guess her nationality? You'll never get it.
She's Italian.
No. Bahamas and Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Really?
I don't know how that came about. Maybe she plays for the Bosnian national team, and that's how that came
about. Well, I'm going to go back like 7 years when Brittany Griner was the MVP.
She's never been the MVP.
She's never been MVP of the league? She's never been
considered the best player in the league.
She's won a title, though.
Yes, because she had Diana Taurasi on her team, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't you give Brittany any?
Because you said she's the most
racist.
How's that racist?
It's racist.
How so?
Okay.
How is that racist to say she won the MVP because another good player was on her roster?
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Oh, I mean, she won the title, not the MVP.
Keeping Brittany down. Okay.
No, that's Russian government's doing that.
Well, so apparently now, so Brittany Griner, this happened on February, I want to say February 5th. I forget what the day. Three weeks ago, Brittany Griner was detained, and we just found out about it this weekend. The U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was asked what the Biden administration planned to do to help her, and he said, "Well, whenever an American is detained anywhere in the world, we of course stand ready to provide every possible assistance, and that includes in Russia." So, they're going to try to get her out, but you know what? And how about Russia? You have hashish oil residue in your vape. You're drug trafficking.
You're an American.
You're drug trafficking.
You're a famous American, so we're going to detain you.
And she apparently, a dog sniffed it out of her bag. And then they went through her bag and they found it. And she has been, how would you like to be in a Russian prison right now as an American sitting there not knowing? I bet she has, man, this is honestly, this is a horrific story.
Yeah, it's, you mentioned the time frame. Was she able to contact anyone who could have publicized this earlier? Because I imagine, wouldn't her family have known? I just don't know how it stays quiet so
well,
long.
Her significant other apparently finally came out and said maybe they didn't want, the family didn't want everybody to know.
Oh, yeah,
that's a possibility.
You're in jail. Yeah,
but it actually just happened. It did come out. She hasn't posted since early February on her Instagram account. Sherelle Griner says she loves Brittany wholeheartedly and called this one of the weakest moments of her life. That's her significant other. I don't know how to. They referred to her as her wife in a story I saw. But whatever the case may be, Brittany, we've known that Brittany's an enthusiast, right?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. I think it was public knowledge that Brittany likes to smoke, and okay. that's all fine and good. It's just, you just have to find the right place. Like, if you're in high school, don't do it in the gym.
I'd rather do it in the gym than a high school than Russia. If I was making a hierarchy of places I would partake in drugs,
yeah.
High school gym would be maybe 40th on the list of places, and Russia would be millionth.
Right, right. No. But let's say you're in high school,
mm-hmm.
and you're never going to go to Russia.
Yeah, sure.
High school gym is a bad place.
Sure.
You know, out behind the handball courts. That's where you might look.
I mean,
flare one up.
Not in a place where you could be clearly seen. That's a bad spot.
Right.
And the high school gym is probably a bad spot.
Right. I don't know if you're. Did your high school have handball courts?
Not really. No. I wouldn't. They had place. No. I can't even try to figure out what they would. Nah. Basketball courts and like a terrible field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible grass field that you could play.
Yeah. We
tag
had
football on.
Right. Right. Oh, we had. No, we had three football fields.
We had a football field. I just mean they weren't letting us get on the football field. We had like a practice grass field to do all that stuff on.
Yeah.
As you say, smoke hashish
or
flare one up, as you said.
Yeah, flare one up.
Yeah. Flare one up. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you do. You don't bring your vape with hash, your hash vape to Russia. That's just, I think, listen. If you're going to Russia now, don't bring your hash vape.
Or ever. We got a tweet that says, in America, what she was caught with is a felony. I'm just reading tweets. I don't know if that's true. So apparently we wouldn't be all that lenient with her, but at least people would know. Like her people would have access to her. In Russia, it's like,
you get that when you get out. That's a felony here?
That's what one tweet said. I'm not sure.
America, what she was caught with is a felony? Really?
What I read was
hashish residue.
Yeah, residue is a felony?
Really? Yeah, out of here with that. And you know, we got too many people in prison for hashish residue.
It's coming from a guy who had money and something at one point in his life.
Listen, we have way too many people
who are
incarcerated for idiotic drug
drug offenses.
Yes.
So
stupid.
So how does this play out? We know, I mean, we don't have the best relations with Russia at any point, but certainly now, who's going to go, if they try to use Brittany Griner to get concessions, hey, could you turn down the sanctions and we'll let her out? I don't think that's going to play how this is going to play out.
Well,
so what's going to happen?
So wait a minute. So you think Putin's going to use Brittany Griner as some kind of
a
bargaining tool? Wow.
And I think the response would be
Brittany, buckle up.
I think their response would be she's not an NBA player.
Yeah, it's not like what was their record last year? That's what they're.
It's not even going to matter because who knows?
No, 727.
Or what if she was an American soccer star? Like if she was, as you call her, Rapinoe. What if she was Megan Rapinoe? Would there be?
Well, Biden. Now, what if Trump was in office?
Oh, forget it. Forget about it.
We'd never see her again.
She's yeah.
Now Biden would go. No, Biden would definitely help.
I don't know the level. If the level of star is going to mean much.
Leave her there. We don't need her back.
Yeah. She's creating a toxic culture. Did you hear what Carly Loy said?
Yeah.
I don't know if the level of star means anything. I just think it's going to be tough sledding for Brittany Griner right now. I don't know how diplomatically that's going to work out where there's going to be a real conversation about what we can do to get her out of there.
I don't know if I ever wanted to be Brittany Griner, but I know I don't want to be Brittany Griner right now.
No.
Not in a Russian prison, wherever she is. Holy crap. Detained. We don't know how she's being detained. I can't imagine it's like at a five-star hotel. I can't imagine they're like, hey, Brittany, anything else we can get you today? No.
So we got more people who are either lawyers or just have had drug offenses in the past. It's considered a felony since it was a Cape cartridge, speaking a foreign language to me. I don't know anything about it, in the States. But if she had flour, it would be a misdemeanor. These are things I don't know anything about. I don't know
what Cape cartridge means.
Or if what flour would mean.
I know what a flour is.
I know what it is.
I just don't know what it means in drug terms.
Yeah, so apparently it would be a felony here. Multiple people have said it. We trust you people on Twitter for whatever reason. But I'd rather have a felony in America than whatever it is in Russia.
Oh, whatever. No, whatever. When I was in the Czech Republic, we went and visited a prison, Terezin. It was a concentration camp and a prison.
Uh-huh.
It is not somewhere you wanted to be. Wow. It was like going back to the 1910s, 1920s. Holy crap. And I can't imagine it's much nicer in Russia. 729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, it was Coach K weekend. When did you tear up? That's the question. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And when I teared up when I first saw my hair, it changed my life. And I tear up because of Doc Linville and the greatness that is Doc Linville. And here's the thing about Doc Linville is that he's a great guy. You're really going to like Doc Linville. He's one of us. He loves to play. He likes to have fun. He's got his office is just it's a lot of fun. It's actually not like a doctor's office, but it is a doctor's office. It just the whole atmosphere, the culture, everything is great. People really enjoy working there, and he's unbelievable. He's just a great guy. But secondly, he gets you the hair. Here's the deal: is the results are fantastic. That is the key to this whole thing. The other methods of getting hair from the side or back of your head to the top of your head are just not as good, and they're a lot more painful, and they're probably a lot more expensive. I don't know. Price-wise, you're going to find out that it is affordable, that you're going to be able to do this. But the process is so easy. It is simple. People, I was in the chair for 4 hours, and I've got hair 8 months later. You can do this as well. All you got to do is start the process. If you're sick of not having hair, you want that hair back on the top of your head, LeBron, listen up. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Kane is in the building.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 7:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Where were you when Coach K coached his final game?
I was at home watching the team get their ass kicked.
So, were you happy or thrilled? Were you disappointed?
I was thrilled that he's gone. And disappointed that it wasn't a 30-point loss.
What?
I was both.
You're thrilled that the greatest coach in American history.
I can't be down with that. You know why? Because he had healthy, non-fat Zion. He had Cam Reddish, and he had RJ Barrett. Thank you, and didn't get to the Final Four. You're not that great of a coach. You can't get those three to a Final Four.
What are you talking about?
He lost in the Elite Eight to Michigan State.
So, and what does that mean?
You can't get to the Final Four, top ten players, and you didn't get to five
national championships, 42 years.
He's better than John Wooden, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay,
if we put college basketball coaches. By the way, just yesterday, Tom Izzo passed Bobby Knight for most wins in the Big Ten. Is Tom Izzo a better coach than Bobby Knight?
Are we basing it strictly off of titles or wins? Because how many titles does Bobby Knight have?
Who?
Because Izzo only
has
one.
I would much rather play for Izzo.
Well, yeah.
He'll grab you a little bit too. But as far as a better, Bobby won three national titles.
Take Bobby Knight then.
It was
tougher, right? Wasn't it tougher getting to the tournament when he was doing it?
Oh, yeah.
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 Take Bobby Knight.
No question. I mean, he had some talent. But he was a hell of a coach. Now, not the best guy.
Is that what you've determined?
No. But John Wooden's the greatest coach, maybe in American history, of all sports. I think Nick Saban might give you a run for it.
Those are the top two in collegiate sports, definitely. Saban and Wooden.
Yeah. As far as pro coaches go, I mean, that's awfully difficult. Is Pop up there?
You throw Riley, you throw Phil, as far as that's just even just basketball.
Yeah, but Phil kind of, you know what, without Michael and Kobe, Phil kind of sucked.
True, and Riley had those Knicks teams really good.
Yeah, they were unbelievable.
And he had his run in Miami, too.
But Coach K is up there as far as greatest coaches in American history.
Sure.
Definitely. Yes.
Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy what happened on Saturday.
Well, why does everybody hate Duke? What is that? I don't get it.
I mean, Duke is less annoying now, but they're still Duke.
What are they? But they're a bunch of good kids that graduate and they win and they don't ever get in trouble except his grandson driving drunk. Okay. And how about the only time you hear about a Duke player getting in trouble at Duke is Coach K's grandson.
Well, he's a bad influence.
Driving around the star player. Okay. Wasted.
Unbelievable.
But it was spoiled. Even Coach K said so. When it first started, the ceremony for Coach K, it wasn't all that great.
This isn't part of the program. This is impromptu by me. I'm sorry about this afternoon. Please, everyone be quiet. Let me
shut up,
say.
You stupid
this
kids.
Shut up and listen.
Today was unacceptable, but the season has been very acceptable. And I'll tell you, the season isn't over, all right?
Yeah, they did finish with the best conference record.
Yeah, they're the number one seed.
Now, I don't think the ACC legitimately recognizes regular season titles for the men, because I don't think a trophy gets presented. They do for the women.
Well, they got it. He said we'll have another banner in here, and everybody went nuts. He said, no. I mean the regular season title this year.
I mean, you can acknowledge that yourself, but the ACC doesn't actually, like, hand you a trophy for whatever reason. No. They do it in the women's league, and then North Carolina State actually won their tournament title yesterday for the women. But whoever wins the conference tournament will be the official ACC tournament title. But I understand when teams want to say, hey, we had a great regular season, we're going to recognize it. And Duke did. They were the best team in the league. So even with the North Carolina loss, kind of takes some of the sheen off his final game, certainly, but they had a great year, and they'll be one of the favorites, I assume. Although we were talking about bracketology, how it doesn't match up the rankings. I saw a spot where they're considered a 3 seed, even though they're a top 5 team. I was like, huh? All right. We'll see how all the numbers work out and how the tournaments go.
Well, it's funny. I remember Brian Song and Gale Sayers was laying on. I guess he had his surgery or whatever, and Piccolo came in and gave him the game ball, and Gale Sayers told him, hey, Pick, when you dedicate a game, you're supposed to win it. Okay. Those kids looked so dejected after that game. Did you watch the post? Did you watch it?
No, I went on to watch something else.
Oh, well, I was enthralled by Coach. I'm a big fan.
I know.
How can you not be a fan of Duke and what they've done?
Ask all the people who aren't. There's a lot of people who don't care.
I don't know what they have to do. They're just a bunch of good kids that graduate and don't get in trouble, and they win big.
You know, you keep saying a bunch of good kids who graduate. You're talking about, like, the 90s teams. These kids don't graduate. They're out after a year. What are you talking about?
No, the stars are out after a year.
Yeah.
All the white kids and the kids that don't play too much.
So that's every school, though. Every school has that.
Pretty much.
All the kids who don't play graduate. Yeah, pretty much.
Right, pretty much.
Because what are they there for other than helping the APR or whatever they call that thing?
Well, that's true. But the good players, they go on to the NBA.
Yeah, they're not graduating. Yeah.
No, that is true.
That's like an early 90s thing you're talking about.
And I was thinking, you know, Johnny Dawkins was there, and I'm like, he got to be pissed. John Shire was mentioned.
No, yeah.
And because, hey, John Shire's going to take this over.
Well, Tommy Amaker was the one who got screwed over,
Tommy
right?
Amaker
was. I was looking
at Johnny Dawkins. Tommy Amaker.
I know he wasn't there, and I was like, oh, was he pissed? No, he actually had a game to coach. That's why he wasn't there, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking Johnny Dawkins. I don't know why. But, yeah, Tommy Amaker. Oh, thanks. I ain't going to your game anyway.
That's why you lost anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you lost.
Looks like John Shire didn't help you in scouting.
How John Shire doing now, huh?
Oh, one of the reasons John Shire's, like, the next up, other than the speculated rumor that Coach K still wants his hand in the program, that's why he wants John Shire. John Shire is a hell of a recruiter. Not that they struggled, but it's gone up a notch. But as far as the game itself, Duke, when's the last time Duke produced a great guard? Like an actual guard? Like Barrett and Reddish are wing players. We know Zion was a big man. When's the last great guard to come out of Duke? I think they're going to have an issue because Carolina's guards dominated them. And I remember the last time I thought of, Duke's got a great guard this year. They haven't been able to recruit one of those.
Huh. I haven't even really thought of that. I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, well, when they're great teams, they had great guards.
We'll have Daniel Ewing on later, who was part of that guard lineage. But I can't think of one who not only was good in – forget about the pros, because then you can be a bust, whatever. But as far as a guy who was a legit star guard at Duke, can't remember one.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, it's been a while. Yeah. Right.
I mean, the Jones brothers, I guess, were okay. And they're in the NBA. Tyus, I think, is in the NBA right now. But, I think that's the thing I would look at Duke and say, find one of those, and it takes all that recruiting to another level, a legit guy who can kind of guide the ship and pull you out of bad situations. They haven't had one in a while. So we'll see how they fare in the tournament. The ACC tournament starts, I think, on Tuesday. But they have a double bye. They won't play till Thursday.
Yeah, they don't play till Thursday. All right. Anyway, I thought it was touching.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, I was brought. I did. I teared up. I know you teared up.
I didn't tear
up. A little bit to see.
Tears of joy.
All of the love in that building for the coach. I mean, it was spectacular.
I did tear up looking at the final score. I was like, you guys got beat by double digits at home. That's so sad.
So when we come back, what did you learn this weekend? And it doesn't have to be sports. what happened this weekend, that you learned something, but you only get one sentence. One sentence, and then you and you, my friends, can tell us what you learned. It could be about life, it could be about your kids, it could be about your wife, it could be about your girlfriend, it could be about anything. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call to tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. Listen, I learned don't bet on Duke in a final game like that. That's what I learned. And if you are, my friends, if you are somebody that likes to gamble, well, maybe you made some money on North Carolina. Maybe you bet Duke. I'm sorry if you did. Here's the deal, is college basketball is here, and college basketball is fun. And it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Predict winners in each round of the MyBookie bracket contest for a chance to win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT, currently valued at over $50,000, and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today with MyBookie and use promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket contest. Selections for the bracket will officially begin on March 13th, close March 17th at 12 p.m. So make sure you get your deposit in now with MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975 to secure that free entry. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, so we've been doing this for a while, and you guys have really, really responded well. You're slow to respond today. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I will start. I'm glad that I went to see Cyrano instead of that stupid Batman movie.
That's not a learn thing. You just said I'm glad. You learned that you were
I learned that.
What?
It actually was.
Go ahead with your food.
Well, it actually Cyrano was.
What?
Was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good story.
It's a story we all know.
Okay. It's better to spend 2 hours with okay than 3 hours with just okay.
Great is what you missed out on.
Is it really great?
Yes. I'm telling you, if you like the detective serial killer type stories, it's just that with Batman. He just plays a detective. I'm telling you, he's not flying around with once again, that's Christian Bale.
This is the really, really white vampire kid.
Yeah, Rob Pattinson, who's apparently he's a really good actor, but we're all going to know him because he's the vampire kid.
Yeah.
But no, he's gone on to do some critically acclaimed stuff, and he plays.
Yeah, but he's always going to be the vampire kid.
Yeah, you cash
he'll be, it. He'll be 60. He'll be the vampire kid.
Kristen Stewart gets nominated for Academy Awards. Oh, you're the vampire
kid. You're the vampire.
Sorry.
All right, 713-780-3776. Justin wants to tell us what he learned in one sentence. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Justin?
I learned that if your spouse is not a hairstylist, to not let her cut your hair.
Oh, man, that's bad. You got a bad dude going on right now.
Ooh.
When Justin gets into work, everybody, you know, actually, that wouldn't be nice. I'd be like, what happened to your head?
You allowed a non-professional to touch your hair, and you get what you deserve.
Yeah, just because you've seen people cut your hair doesn't mean you can do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you know what you're doing. Okay, so Justin, don't ever do that again. That's good advice. That and don't bring vape with hash in it through Russian customs.
Yeah, drugs as a foreigner to any country that where you don't really understand the rules is a bad spot.
That's a bad thing, especially like Russia. Who's next? Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Osho?
Of course. I learned that Hugh Hefner once drugged a legendary porn star and persuaded her to perform oral sex on a dog in front of an audience.
You this is like week three for you. Apparently, you're dragging this Hugh Hefner. I don't know what if you're watching or reading the book or whatever, but this is like week three or four now that you've brought us Hugh Hefner trivia.
How long is the book? Because if he's like reading a chapter a week, maybe this is just the timeline.
Yeah, maybe. You know, there is some, there's that speed reading. Evelyn Wood is somebody you need to see there. Ocho.
Maybe he has so many things to do, John. He's too busy. He only can get a chapter a week.
If you speed read, you can get stuff done, too.
That's true.
All right. Who's next? John. 713-780-3776. John, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that most MFers on the roadway no longer know how to merge. It's a lost art.
No longer know how to merge.
Merge. It's not really a lost art. Everyone should know if they're driving how to merge. That is true, though. People are really stupid on the road. There's no question about that. It's no wonder there's so much road rage out there because people just don't know something simple like merging. Who's next? 713-780-3776. Lazy J. What'd you learn this weekend, buddy?
What's up, fellas? What I learned this weekend is John Morant is overrated.
Woo! John Morant overrated. Wow. I mean, he wasn't great, that's for sure.
And they lost to the Celtics on Friday night, I think. I think that's their third loss in a row for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, they're falling. I mean, they've fallen behind. The Warriors lost to the Lakers on Saturday, and John Memphis are behind after a Rockets game are behind them.
Celtics, Magic, Rockets. So two losses to two of the worst teams. That's not great.
John's still good. He's still pretty good. I'll tell you who's playing. Jason, did you see Jason Tatum's game?
Yeah, I saw a bit of that. The only problem with Jason Tatum playing so well is now you got to listen to Celtics fans talk about how good they think they're going
to
be.
Don't worry, you don't have to listen to Celtics fans for long in the playoffs. They'll be out. Alex, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What's up, guys? Something I already knew and I forgot, but it was a strong reminder is that men do not get unconditional love from their family. Unless you are providing more than enough, you are considered a roommate. You're not considered a partner.
Oof, that's something happened. That's like a long run-on sentence, but
it's a long-standing thing.
It is.
I'm sad that you learned it this weekend, but I felt
he knew it before he said.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's confirmed. And just to clean something up, the Magic Magic lost to the Grizzlies by a lot. I got that wrong, but they have lost 2 out of 3. Ooh. That had to have been rough for Alex this weekend.
That apparently you're not appreciating.
You're not of value unless you're providing.
Unless you're providing.
Lots, apparently. Not just providing.
Bro. Home that cake.
I don't know who your family is and who you're talking about, so I won't be too rude, but let's say a generic person brought that up. Ditch those hoes.
Ditch them.
I don't know who.
I mean, you can always get out if you're not undervalued, underappreciated.
Maybe you love this family, so it's not about you, Alex, and them, but you can always get rid of them. Leave them. Leave them.
TJ. Is this Father TJ? I wonder if Father TJ learned something this weekend. TJ.
God, it's not Father TJ, but I did learn those Dookie Blue Devils don't know their alphabet. What come after K? L. Take that with you, Mike.
Take that L with you. Took a big one, too. I liked it.
I know you liked it. Ryan, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What's up, fellas? Don't expect to get completely wasted on a Friday night and eat garlic parmesan wings from Wingstop and expect to be okay the next month.
Ooh. All right. That's all good. Right. Wasted and garlic parmesan wings all in one night and feel like crap. I can see that. I don't drink, but I know. I understand your pain there. Jay, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that being a product of the 80s, I enjoy some red and black bush, and I ain't talking about whiskey.
All right. Let's get Brett in here. Brett, But he didn't learn that this weekend. He said product of the 80s.
Being a product of the 80s. He knew about that long ago.
341 pounds moves a lot faster nowadays than it did when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
Jordan Davis?
Jordan Davis can go.
Well, according to Lance, it's because of the fast turf at Indy. That's what he was thinking about.
So Lance was kind of off on that everything. That they wouldn't run fast, that nobody would break 4.3.
That's what he thought,
and they did.
And now he's on the turf is fast propaganda.
It's all because of the fast turf.
Yeah.
Underrated mess. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that UT fan cares more about their baseball team than their basketball team.
Who fans?
UT fans.
Oh, UT fans. Oh, yeah, a lot of them are at Cobos Q for whatever reason.
Because they played at Minute Maid.
I know they're at Minute Maid, but a lot of them happen to gravitate to that specific bar or a restaurant for whatever reason.
Oh, right.
As opposed to another one.
Yeah. Well, it's right across from Minute Maid. Not far from Minute Maid. So that's where UT was.
Yeah.
I didn't even look. How'd UT and Rice turn out? UT and LSU. Anybody know?
Well, speaking of LSU, while you're looking that up, they got a big quarterback transfer.
I know they did.
Jaden Daniels didn't have a great year last year, but is a big name and is going to help that quarterback room. Now, it's been couched to ask he'll go in and compete. I don't know if you get Jaden Daniels if he doesn't expect to win that job.
Yeah, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think that's going to be a battle. We'll see what happens in that one, but I'm not sure he walks in and starts right away.
It just seems like a poor choice if he's not expected to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's late in the process. Spring's football starting in a couple places this week. Started in a couple places last week. But he had his choice of places, and he decided to go to a place where it's not guaranteed. Like, hey, man, go out there and compete. But I'm just saying I'd be surprised if he wasn't given some indication that, hey, if you come in here and play well, you're probably going to win this job.
By the way, Texas beat that ass 6-1. Texas wins 6-1. Texas, that was number one against number seven, and then LSU lost to Baylor as well. So they had a rough time of it. They beat Oklahoma in their first game at in the Minute Maid Classic, but then they lost to Texas, and then they lost to Baylor.
When's the next competitive game at Minute Maid after that?
It's gonna be a while, bro. Get this done. I'm so sick. We got one good team, and they don't even play. This is just crap. All right, 7-3. Nice job. Y'all, you all really respond to what you learned this weekend in one sentence. Y'all do a great job. Appreciate it. So that's another what you do this weekend in one sentence in the books. All right, 713-780-3776. You got anything else that you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. Still ahead at the bottom of the hour, Randy Mueller is going to be here to talk NFL football with us. And then Daniel Ewing at 9:30. By the way, how about this? Troy Aikman is going to join the Wheelhouse Boys. How about that? Big get for the Cameron. Cameron's our producer here today. Did you get anybody like Troy Aikman for this show?
Say it again for me.
Did you do it? Did you get anybody like Troy Aikman, a big name for this show?
No, I did not.
So when you were you knew you were going to be producing today, you just decided to get Troy Aikman?
When did you know you're going to be producing?
Huh?
Randy Mueller.
He said it. We got Randy Mueller is what he said.
Oh, I'm not going to down Randy Mueller and his offerings to this show, but 5 p.m. today, Troy Aikman is going to be joining the Wheelhouse guys.
The new analyst for Monday Night Football? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. So get it. Make sure that you're here at 5 o'clock to listen to Troy Aikman.
What's he going
to
– he's going to be doing the interview with the money phone to his ear? Is that how he's going to do it? Sorry, guys, you got to speak up.
I can't hear you.
My money phone isn't working as well as I thought it would.
It's the brick?
Yeah.
That money brick?
That brick of cash he's holding next to his ear.
Good get by those guys. Congratulations. They're going to have Troy Aikman at 5 o'clock.
Those guys? Do you not understand how this works?
It's Jake.
I don't even know if it's Jake. Did Jake do it or did Andrew do it?
I'm pretty sure Jake did it.
Well, then give credit to Jake.
Yeah, big ups to Jake.
Those guys.
Yeah.
What did the other two do?
It's not like this show where the hosts don't do anything.
Well, I said that for years.
It's not like this show. I don't know who it was. Jake is the one who put out the email. Could have been Andrew.
It could have been Andrew.
Could have been. I don't know, but nice get. So listen in at 5 o'clock. Listen in all day long right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.